knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is coming for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Hi.
Who is it, Janet?
It's only Mr. Farley.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Hi.
Do you want something, Mr. Farley?
Want something?
Uh-huh.
Do I always have to want something? Can a person just come up to pass the time of day, be neighborly?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You
I
think
just
talk
that...
had gone out of style.
Mr. Farley, I'm sure.
What's happened to communication?
Nothing. Let's talk. Please, sit down and we'll talk.
Well, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Furley.
Nothing, just a little gas.
No. Yes, Terry.
Nothing. I was just clearing my throat.
Oh.
You got a cold?
No.
That's good. I had a cold. It went away. Yeah. It was a real bad cold. A lot of coughing. A lot of sneezing. Nose running all over the place.
I'm home!
Thank goodness!
Hey, I was right in the middle of my cold.
Excuse me.
I'm going to be on television.
What? Television?
Yeah, Mike O'Connell came and had lunch at Angelino's today.
You mean that guy who's the host of that show, L.A. Today?
That's right. He went crazy over the food, and he asked me to come on his show and give a cooking demonstration.
You're kidding!
That's wonderful, Jack. That's wonderful. I'm really excited for you, Terry. Did you hear that? Our own Jack is going to be on TV giving a cooking lesson.
Yeah, just like the galloping gourmet.
Don't you mean the gay gourmet?
Jack, what are you going to make?
Well, I'm going to make my specialty, poached salmon in aspic.
That's it? You're going to cook a fish?
Yes.
Too bad, Jack. Click call turnoff time. I mean, people want to see something more exciting than you and a fish.
Like?
They want something with a little pizzazz.
Uh-huh. Like what?
Well, like a classy assistant to dress up the act.
That's not bad.
You know, someone with sex appeal, personality, charm.
He's right. I'm going to do it.
Good. What do you want me to wear, Jack?
Not you, Mr. Furley. Terry and Janet.
All right, Jack. Suit yourself. You want amateur night? It's okay by me.
Mr. Furley?
But remember, you could have had all this, and you blew it.
Did someone spike his prune juice or what? Hey, girls, will you do it?
Are you kidding? Of course I'll
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, Terry. What about you, Janet?
I don't know. I've never done anything like this before.
You girls always say that.
Jack!
Come on, say yes.
Oh, come on, please. Yes!
I knew I could count on you.
Well, what do you think you're going to want us to do?
Well, let's see. I'll come out first, yeah, and I'll charm the audience, and then I'll bring you two out. Listen, why don't you get back in your bedroom, and we'll practice, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'll practice bringing you out. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce my two beautiful assistants. First of all, from Speedway, Indiana, Janet Wood. Janet! There'll be some applause here. Yay!
Yay!
And my other beautiful assistant from Longmeadow, Massachusetts, Miss Terry Alden. Terry.
Ah. What's that? What's what? Jack Teller.
Well, I think what Janet's trying to say is that your sexy kind of walk makes her look plain, dull, and potato-like. Listen, how about this? While I'm preparing the salmon,
yeah,
why don't you tell a joke?
Like what?
Well, you could, like, what do you call a musical fish?
What?
A piano tuna.
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
What am I going to be doing while she's telling jokes?
Well, you'll be over on the side chopping parsley.
What?
Well, no, Terry, if you want to tell the joke, you tell the joke.
Oh, right? Wait, don't take my joke away from me.
Well, okay, both of you tell the joke, all right?
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay, let's try it.
Right, I'll ask the question, and you say what, okay? What do you call a musical fish?
A piano tuna.
No, you're supposed to say what, and I say the punchline. I say
what
do you call a musical fish. You
this
say what,
I
say
everything. Forget the whole thing. Listen, if you two are going to act like prima donnas, I'm going to get somebody else.
Now look what you did.
Oh. Hi, this is Jack. I'm so glad I caught you. Listen, I have a question. How would you like to be on television with me next week? Why? Well, because you're sexy. You will? Oh, just a second.
Wait.
We're sorry, Jack. We promise to do whatever you say.
Yeah, we won't give you any more trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Promise?
Swear to God.
Cross our hearts.
Sorry, I'm going to use the girls after all, Mr. Furley.
No.
All the space to rehearse it.
Okay.
I'll get that.
Oh, thanks, Jack. Terry, do you have everything?
Oh, hi, Larry. Did you hear that, girls? Practically a star, and we're still on a first-name basis.
What do you say we grab a couple of brews down at Spiegel? Sorry, pal, I can't.
One lousy show, the man thinks he's God.
I rehearse.
Yeah, Larry, you want to stay and watch us?
Well, I don't want to be in the way.
No, come on, we need an audience.
Yeah, we do.
Well, okay, I'll just sit over here quietly.
Okay, fine, sit down, be real quiet. Now, first, Mr. Angelino is going to come out, and he's going to talk about his restaurant. Then Jack comes out, okay? Okay. All right, everybody, let's give it a try. Terry, over to find you guys. Okay.
All right. And now, here's Jackie. Hello!
I'm sorry, I've always wanted to do that.
Hi. My name is Jack Tripper. Today I'll be making poached salmon in aspic. I chose poached salmon.
Hold it. You're not going to stand up there and read, are you?
Well, I want to make sure I don't leave anything out.
Buddy, you're going to lose your audience.
Well, I got to...
Come on, you don't need this. Go ahead.
Good morning.
No,
my
name
is Jack.
You look at the camera.
Camera?
There is a camera in front of you.
My name
don't
is
forget
Jack.
There's going to be a microphone on top of you, you know, above you.
My name
don't
is Jack.
Don't look at the microphone. Look at the camera.
My name
don't
is
Jack. Don't be so stiff.
My name is
listen up. Relax, buddy. Come on.
Here we go. My name is
Jack Tripper.
I know. My name is Jack Tripper, and I'm going to be making...
poached salmon.
Yeah. Speaking of salmon, that reminds me. Oh, God, I forgot what that reminds me of.
I'm not going to remember a thing without my paper, Larry. I gotta...
Okay, I got it. Look, why don't you write out your whole routine on little cards and place them while you'll be working?
What?
Yeah, that way if you forget what to say, you'll have the cards in front of you.
You mean like crib sheets? What a good idea. How'd you think of that?
How'd you think I made it through high school?
Okay, Terry, let's see. I'll be preparing the salmon right here, so I'll just tape this card to the sugar shaker.
Good idea.
Okay. Now, Janet,
yeah.
When I start to talk about how we serve the salmon at Angelino's,
right.
You hand me the parsley.
Serve the salmon at Angelino's? Okay. Oh.
No one will know.
Yeah. Okay, I think that takes care of everything.
Not everything. I still have my opening remarks. What am I gonna...
Hey, how about your hat? Inside.
That's a great idea.
Really?
See? Good morning, my name is Jack Tripper. I'm going to be making poached salmon. This will be perfect.
Tripper, my boy!
Oh, Mr. Angelino.
How are you feeling?
Oh, fine, thanks. I just hope I do all right.
All right? All right, you're gonna be wonderful.
Well,
and why shouldn't you be? With your talent and my genius, I have all the confidence in the world in you.
Well, appreciate that, sir. Do you have any last-minute advice for me?
I do.
What?
Don't screw up! Don't forget the name.
Angelino's.
Hey, what's the matter? You ashamed of it?
No, sir.
Then let's hear it!
Angelino!
Hey, that's more like it, son.
We'll do fine. Let's see.
Excuse me, you're on in 20 minutes. Better get to makeup.
I hope they don't make me too good looking.
Jack, you're not nervous, are you?
Not now. This will be a piece of cake.
Okay.
Let's go to makeup.
All right.
All right.
Hey, this is all wrong. This isn't the way I wanted it. Get rid of that sugar shaker, and those go on the other table, and replace that parsley. It's wilted. Hurry up. You got to rearrange everything.
Happy to see you. And if you could mention the phone number while we're on the air, that would be really terrific.
Hey! Welcome back to the second half of LA Today. We missed you. I'm Mike O'Connell, and I'm saying this world would be a much, much better place for us to live in if all of us would just reach out and touch someone, but not in an elevator. Okay. I'm sitting here with a great guy, a very near, very dear friend of mine, Mr. Angostino of Angostino's Restaurant.
Angelino's.
Yeah. Just what does it take to be a big success in the restaurant business? Me. But seriously, what is the secret?
Well, the secret is having a good chef. And we happen to have a great chef, the best young chef in town. As a matter of fact, this young man is someone that I personally discovered and trained. His name is Jack Tripper.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's bring that visiting chef out here. Let's meet and greet Jack Tripper.
Good morning. I'm Jack Tripper. Using my head, isn't it? My name is Jack Tripper, and today I'll be making poached salmon in aspic. But before I begin, I would like you to meet my two beautiful assistants, Janet Wood and Terry Alden. Terry here is a nurse. I thought she might come in handy in case I have to doctor some sauces. Doesn't she have a lovely smile? And Janet is right here. It's so rare to find an assistant these days who can be enjoyed as a main course or just a cold snack.
Chef Tripper was referring to the poached salmon.
What's
the poached salmon.
Right.
All right.
Is there any more majestic sight than your poached salmon? Maybe not. Its tender pink meat will melt in your mouth if you remember to poach it over a slow flame for no more than 2 hours.
Chef Tripper, wouldn't it get done faster if you cooked it over a higher heat?
Yes, it would, Janet. Oh. But by cooking it at a low temperature, your salmon will be made in Taiwan.
About the way you serve your salmon at Angelino's?
Yes, I'm very glad you asked me that, Janet. Is our salmon special? Yes! Yes!
Yes! Jack, perhaps this would be a time to show the people how to make the aspic.
The aspic?
The aspic.
Right, yes. The aspic.
That century-old gelatin, the three ingredients we will need are beef consomme, gelatin, and, of course, the cognac.
Show a commercial.
Are you kidding? This is great.
Chef Tripper, what are the measurements? You know, the ingredients.
Yes. The ingredients are 2 cups of beef consomme and then one tablespoon of gelatin. Stir over a low flame until the gelatin is completely dissolved, and then 1 tablespoon of cognac. If you want to taste a really delicious poached salmon, take it from somebody who knows. This is a great aspic.
I'm sorry, Jack, but your time's about up. No, I'd love to let you finish, but I don't think your recipe would conform to the building code. We'll be back after this commercial. Excuse me. Remember, what have you done to me? I'm ruined. Finished.
And as for you,
I'm fired.
Congratulations! At least you got something right today.
Jack, come on. Getting fired is not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, you should be used to it by now.
I'll never get hired again, not after making such a fool of myself.
Oh, Jack, don't be ridiculous. Look, nobody even saw you.
Yeah, nobody watches a local show like that.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right.
Yeah, of course I'm right.
Hi.
Jack, you still in town?
What? Boy, you got more guts than I have. I would have gone straight from that TV show to Tahiti.
Cut it out, Larry. Nobody even saw Jack.
What, are you kidding? The entire gang down at the Beagle saw it.
Oh,
no. How did they find out I was on?
I told them.
What did they say?
Nothing. They were all too busy laughing. And that's not all.
Oh, yes, it is.
Terry, I loved your smile. No one watches that show.
Oh, a few losers at the Regal Beagle. So what?
Hello? Oh, hi, Mom. What's doing in San Diego? Mom, could you stop laughing? Just a local show, huh? Mom, will you call me back when you stop laughing?
Good night. Come again. Hello. No, I'm sorry, but we're all booked up for the rest of the week. Yes, it seemed quite a lot of people watched that show and loved the chef. Yeah. Tripper!
Don't worry, I'm just gonna clear out my locker.
You really made a mess of things this morning, didn't you?
Yeah, I know.
Wait! Everybody makes mistakes. Even me. I'm probably making a big mistake right now.
Huh?
But if you really do want to come back...
Oh, I do.
At a $25 pay cut, well, I'll take a chance.
Only a $25 pay cut? Oh, Mr. Angelino, you're too kind.
Well, you know me and my big soft heart. Well, okay, get into the kitchen and start cooking, son.
Thank you, sir.
Use the service entrance in the back.
It's quicker this way.
No!
It's him! Mr. Tripper, I saw you on TV this morning. You were wonderful.
Really?
I drove all the way from Encino just hoping to meet you. You were so funny.
Thank you very much. Excuse me one second.
Jack, I forgot to mention it seems a few people watched the show this morning.
Mr. Angelino?
Yes, Jack?
We were discussing my $25 pay raise.
Raise? I didn't say raise.
Well... maybe I'll just go clear out my locker.
Of course I said raise. I said a $25 raise.
And every other weekend off.
Forget it.
You mean you don't want me to work here anymore?
Oh.
Of course I do. Why else would I give you every other weekend off? Oh. I'm going to get you for this one, Tripper.
It's great to be back. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, I not only got my job back, but Mr. Angelino gave me a raise as well.
That's wonderful, Jack. Congratulations.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, I feel great.
Tell me the part about the raise as well.
No, I'm walking to the restaurant.
Yes.
Hi, Jan. I caught you on that TV show.
Let's just forget about that, Mr. Furry.
I don't blame you. But none of that would have happened if you'd have used me as your assistant. You know, a real veteran of the theater.
You were in the theater?
Yeah, back in the fourth grade, we put on this little piece about pilgrims landing at Plymouth Rock. I played the title role.
Miles Standish?
Plymouth Rock.
You played a rock?
Yeah, wasn't easy. I had to lie there perfectly still and not move a muscle.
That's very interesting.
It's hard to do, you know. But I was doing it just great till that stupid Delroy Wilkins came ashore and stepped on me.
How? I'll bet that hurt.
Not near as much as when he planted the flag.
Taped in front of a studio audience.